one day.
A blessed good morning to all. Thank you for tuning in to the Because He Lives radio broadcast, brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. I would first like to thank our sponsors, Federal Water Spirits, for their continued support of this radio broadcast. My name is Allison Lord-Best, and I represent the Central Zone of the Nazarene Youth International Ministry. Coming up, from the 25th to the 31st of August, the NYI Barbados District will be hosting its annual Nazarene Youth Camp at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp, located in Jezreel, St. Philip. This year, the theme for camp is Return to God, as we look at the book of Exodus.
Man, this year has been rough. Family issues, school stress, and my parents always on my case.
I get you. I've had my share of problems too, but Nazarene Youth Camp changed my perspective last year. It's not just about fun. It really helped me to grow my relationship with God.
I noticed you've been different, always at youth group, but to go a whole week without my phone?
Listen, it worth it. It's a sleeping camp at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp Center in Jezreel, St. Philip, from August 25th to the 31st for ages 12 to 18. You don't need a phone when there's interactive Bible study, craft projects, a sports day, and even a movie.
Sounds interesting, but I'm still not sure.
Just come and see. The theme is Exodus, the return to God. With everything happening nowadays, now is the time to return to God.
Alright, how much?
It's $225 for the week. Contact your local Nazarene church or email district.nya.sec@gmail.com to sign up. But do it quickly before registration closes.
Thanks, ma'am. See you at camp.
This morning, as I speak to you, I will be sharing on this same topic. In the book of Exodus, we see the Israelites finally getting the opportunity to leave Egypt after 400 years of slavery, where they were subjected to the Egyptians' harsh and cruel rule. 400 years was a long time, but God heard their cry and raised up Moses to deliver them from the hands of the Egyptians. As I speak to you this morning, I want you to open your hearts and your minds to recognizing that the same God who delivered the Israelites back then is also willing and able to deliver you from whatever you may be going through today. He stands ready to lead you back into a relationship with Him, but this is a decision that you need to make for yourself. Do you long for a place where you can feel safe? A place that you can run to for shelter, comfort, peace, reassurance? A place where you can comfortably commune with God? A place where there is joy? Well, all of this can be found through His Son, Jesus Christ. But you need to open your hearts and recognize that no matter where you are in your life, either naturally, physically, or spiritually, you can return to that place of security. You can return to the one who created you. You can return to God. In the book of Luke, we find three parables listed one after each other: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. All of these parables speak to a relationship with God and His love for us. They all show how far He is willing to go to retrieve us and return us to His presence. Some of us may be lost, some of us may be searching, and still have not found what we are looking for, or not gotten to where we have desired to go. What is it that you are searching for, and where is it that you desire to go? Let's take a look at the parable of the prodigal son, which is found in Luke chapter 15 from verses 11 to 32. Here we see a young man who, when he was of a certain age, he left home to pursue earthly pleasures. A young man who saw the glitter and glamour of what the world had to offer. And as such, he took all that was his and left his father's house. While some may be thinking that this is just a story, this still happens today. For some who were raised up in the church, when they reach a certain age, they leave. All of a sudden, the things of the world become more glamorous, and they prefer to be in the world than to be in the church, as they perceive that the world has more to offer them. Just like the prodigal son, we too can become blinded by what we perceive society has to offer. We too can become blinded by the things which we perceive will bring us pleasure and fame. But as King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, all these things are meaningless. In other words, they do not last. King Solomon was the wisest man on earth, and there was nothing that he desired that he did not seek to get. But in the end, he recognized that accumulation of all these things was meaningless. At the end of his life, he then realized that all that he had accumulated meant nothing, and only the pursuit of God truly brings real satisfaction. I will ask you again, what are you searching for this morning? And is what you are searching or longing for going to bring you continuous joy and happiness and fulfillment? Or will there come a time when these things too will pass? Is it going to take you until you lose everything like the prodigal son did for you to realize that whatever it is, whatever it was, it is not for you? And that there is something better? In verse 17, it says that he came to his senses after it took him losing everything, including his dignity, when he contemplated eating the food for the pigs. It was then that he realized that there was something better for him at home, within his father's house. Like him, there is also something better for you in your father's house, in God's house, in God's presence. In a relationship with God, there is something far much better than you could ever experience chasing after the things of this world. Living a life committed to Jesus can make such a difference in your life and make it so much better. What we can also recognize from this parable, in verse 20 to be specific, is that even though the son had left, his father never stopped looking for him to return. The same happens with God. He is still seeking after you. As it is written regarding the lost sheep and the lost coin. Also, in verses 20 to 24, we realize that when the prodigal son returned, his father was waiting for him with outstretched arms. Just as his father was waiting for him with outstretched arms, our Heavenly Father also waits for us with open arms, ready to receive us back into his fold. It does not matter what your past was. It does not matter how far you have fallen or think that you have fallen. God is a forgiving God, and he waits for you with open arms. All you need to do is to return to him. Now, some of you may be thinking about what you will lose if you choose a relationship with God. This is natural, as most times we do not want to give up what we have. But let's look at Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 23. And it says, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Now, here we see a rich young man coming up to Jesus and asking him what he needed to do to gain eternal life. We would recognize that he certainly did not get the response that he was looking for. In verse 21, Jesus tells him that he needed to sell everything he owned and give to the poor. But he wasn't ready to give up all that he had. Are you like that? Is it a case where you're wondering about what you may lose if you choose to follow Jesus? Or are you more interested in what you will gain from having a relationship with him? For persons who tend to put more faith into what they have accumulated, things like the status they're in, their wealth, their standing in society, and as a result, they do not want to give up these things. But like the rich young ruler, it can be difficult for them to give them up. But let me tell you, a life with Jesus, it is so much sweeter. Whatever it is that you may be holding on to that is keeping you from a life with Christ, it isn't worth it. As King Solomon said, it is meaningless. I urge you to let go and choose God instead. Now, it can be easy for some of us to point fingers and think that only persons outside the body of Christ can fall away or become lost and move far away from God. Let me tell you that it can happen to any of us, even those of us who are called by the name of Christ. This message is for all of us, even all of us who have been called by the name of Christ. Sometimes as Christians, we too can become consumed or caught up with all that we are doing, our jobs, our families, even our ministries. And in being committed to these things, sometimes one can lose track of what is most important. One can find themselves being so committed that they spend lesser and lesser time with God. Too busy to take time to pray. Too busy to read His Word. Too busy to study His Word. You're just too busy, too busy, too busy. This morning, this is a wake-up call for all of us to examine ourselves and return to our first love. As I said, circumstances can cause us to become far from God, sins such as the death of a loved one, being hurt, or even sickness. Sometimes, as a result of that circumstance, one can tend to forget who God is and what He has done in their lives. And then there are those of us who don't even know anything about Him at all. God is calling all of these people. In Zechariah chapter 1, the prophet reminds the people of what their ancestors did in the past and their decision to follow in the same path that their ancestors did, which was to sin against God. But there are always consequences to our actions. As a result of their sins, God allowed them to be carried away into captivity. Yet, despite their wicked ways, He was still willing to deliver them. Verses 2 to 4 states, "The Lord was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil ways and your evil practices." Many times we get caught up in the norm of what our parents and our ancestors did, and we come along doing the same things, whether they're right or wrong. But in Christ, you don't have to continue on the same path that they did. Don't get caught up in the things which your ancestors did, especially those which are not of God. Nevertheless, from this portion of Scripture, we recognize that God is not interested in your past. He's interested in your future, a future with Him. It doesn't matter what your sins were or what your sins are. God has not given up on you. He just calls you to repent and return to Him. The question is, will you heed His call this morning? Jesus paid the price for all our sins, and He stands ready to forgive all of your sins this morning. Not one sin, but all of our sins. But you need to make that first step. It is my prayer that you would choose Him today. If you're ready to take this step, join me in prayer as we repent, asking God for forgiveness and His help as we return to the one who created us. Now is the appointed time. As long as you still have breath in your lungs, it is not too late. No one knows the day or the hour when your time will come, and your time on earth will be over. Now is the accepted time. Choose Christ today and return to a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne this morning. I am a sinner. Some parts of me are broken, some parts lost, and some are torn. Father, I don't know where to turn, but I know that you are there for me, and I believe in you. I put my faith and trust in you this morning, and I choose to return to you. Father, forgive me of my sins and lead me onto a path of righteousness for your name's sake and into a life everlasting with you. Father, this morning I choose to accept your Son Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I have been running for so long and I have found no pleasure in this world that can offer me what you can, Lord. Father, today I return to you. I give you my heart. I give you my life. Father, I just surrender to your will and your way. This morning, Lord, I am yours. Take me into your presence and guide me into your will. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. This morning, if you have heard that still small voice speaking to you, I urge you not to ignore it, but seek to not only listen to what he is saying, but to heed what he is telling you to do. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. The question is, will you answer his call and return to him? This moment is the time to return to your Creator. Just as the prodigal son returned home to his father, now is your time to return to your Heavenly Father. Just come home. On behalf of the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, I give God thanks for making this broadcast possible, and I also want to thank our sponsors, Federal Motor Spares, for their continued sponsorship of this program. I also want to thank all of you, the listeners, for tuning in. And finally, I again give God thanks for using me to speak to you. May his continued blessings be upon us all. Amen.
Man, this year has been rough. Family issues, school stress, and my parents always on my case.
I got you. I've had my share of problems too, but Nazarene Youth Camp changed my perspective last year. It's not just about fun. It really helped me to grow my relationship with God.
I noticed you've been different, always at youth group, but to go a whole week without my phone?
Listen, it worth it. It's a sleeping camp at the Eastern Caribbean Bible Camp Center in Jezreel, St. Philip, from August 25th to the 31st for ages 12 to 18. You don't need a phone when there's interactive Bible study, craft projects, a sports day, and even a movie.
Sounds interesting, but I'm still not sure.
Just come and see. The theme is Exodus, the return to God. With everything happening nowadays, now is the time to return to God.
Alright, how much?
It's $225 for the week. Contact your local Nazarene church or email district.nya.sec@gmail.com to sign up. But do it quickly before registration closes.
Thanks, man. See you at camp. Because he future.
future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war. Life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, yeah.